Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, all you dog-loving peeps. Tom Davis, the host of the award-winning, top-charting No Bad Dogs podcast. Because of you guys are the absolute best. You guys, I have a twofold for you. I'm going to do a little online journaling with you guys, a little rant action. I just want to kind of connect with you guys a little bit on, you know, why I started everything that I have now and where I'm at with everything and my trajectory and my goals. I think that that's important for you guys as supporters and proud members of the No Bad Dog community, obviously, to know, you know, where I'm at and where I'm going and what I'm thinking and what's in my head a little bit. Won't take long. And then I'm going to answer the most frequently asked question that I get, especially regarding the remote collar, is when is the right age, the proper age, the correct age to start introducing the e-collar to a dog, which we're going to get into. But really quick, I just wanted to just let you guys know, little podcast journaling that I like to do. Can't really do it on YouTube and other things just because, I don't know, I think podcasting is just the best place to do it. But first and foremost, thank you guys for listening. I really do appreciate it. We are actually the number one dog training podcast on Spotify as of today, October 23rd, I think, 2021. So yeah, you guys are the best. That's all because of you. If I put out stuff and nobody listened, it wouldn't be that. So thank you. We're like top 10 in Apple too, which is awesome. So anyway, that's cool. I mean, I'm that's awesome. So thank you guys. I want this to be like a kind of like a win-win. Like you guys, that's your thing. I mean, thank you. It's really cool to see. And also, I just want to let you know, in the dog training industry, it's that's why I've kind of removed the America's Canine Educator intro. It's something I created a long time ago just because I was traveling the country educating about so many different things with dog CPR and so much stuff. And I was just an educator. I was like, oh, well, I travel the country and I'm an educator. So, but it kind of roped me into, I guess I'm a dog trainer by standard of what you would say my career is. But, you know, really I'm just a dude that really loves dogs and has some sort of innate ability to communicate with people well. And the ability to understand dogs because of the work I've put in with the wolves and the coyotes and the feral dogs and the shelter dogs and the aggressive dogs is just something I'm very comfortable with, you know? Like I just feel so at home. It's kind of weird. I feel so at home working with a dog that wants to hurt me. It's just a weird thing. It's just something that's in me. I don't know. I love it. It's what I'm supposed to be doing. And I just want to say I'm very grateful for, you know, the life I have, the wife and the life. So I have a wife now, married, a beautiful brand new house we just built. My dogs are doing okay. And, you know, I have pretty much everything I could ever ask for as a young human being. So I'm very grateful. And my goal is to always empower people. And I want to just give you a quick little story. So when I started my YouTube channel, for an example, I put up an old cell phone. If you go way, I don't even know if like some of my first videos are on there anymore, but if you go way back to when I started a YouTube channel, in my beginning, it was just like no audio, no professional cameras. It was just like a cell phone in a room. And the reason I did that is because I was like, you know, I just helped that person out a lot. And it was a, you know, I think it was like a pit bull or something. And I was like, I think other people could probably be helped by the same information I gave with that dog to that person. And that's where I started my YouTube channel. Now we're, YouTube, by the way, is like, it's crazy. It's the hardest platform to grow on, I think, on the internet. And that is a fact. It's very hard. But like 1% of YouTubers get past 1,000 subscribers or something like that. There's so many active users. I think it's literally like 1% gets past 1,000 or 10,000 or something. But we just hit 430,000 subscribers, which is insane. So you guys are the best. The No Bad Dog community is growing, and that's always been my goal, is to help people. But as it grows, you know, there's so many other things that we have to encounter, and I just want to be clear on my mission just for you guys, because like I said, I think I owe it to you guys who are supporting me and listening to me, and I just want to help people, you know? Like I said, I guess I'm a dog trainer, but really I'm just a guy who wants to help dogs. And, you know, I think... You know, there's just some times where somebody like sends me videos like, oh, have you seen this? Have you seen this person talking about you? And it's just like, it's something that unfortunately some people have to, like creators in general, have to get used to. It's like, it's kind of sad in the world where you have to get used to people trying to blow things out of context and make you look bad, you know, for whatever the demons that you're dealing with. You know, I pray for people like that, because obviously I barely have time to eat lunch, let alone make a complete video about hate about somebody else for whatever reason. It's not just me, guys, and it's not just dogs. It doesn't matter if you make candles or you grow weed, there's somebody that's going to be tearing you down for the reasons you did it. But just want to let you know, like I'm not into that stuff. I just want to give you guys my promise here on this platform that I would never use my platform as we continue to grow to punch down or up or sideways, or punch at anybody. I really believe in, especially in the dog world, the community, because the thing is there's a handful of dog trainers compared to the amount of dog owners that are out there. And I don't make content for dog trainers. I make content for anybody out there that's trying to maybe help with the dog that they have and maybe the problems that they're having. And yeah, sometimes I get messages every day, which I'm so grateful for, that people say like, hey man, you're the reason why I went to dog training school and became a dog trainer, or you're the reason why I dusted off the leashes and got back into dog training, or you're the reason why I started my dog training company or whatever. And I know that, you know, to be true, because there's many people who have done that. They have worked under me and they've gone out and done it, which is great. But that's awesome. Like, that's the energy that I want. And I just want to let you know my vibe is I want to help people. I believe in community. I believe in being a good human being to one another, and not, no matter like if you disagree with somebody or you don't like the way somebody did something or you're jealous of somebody or whatever, like I would never use my platform to create the negative energy. Like, I just can't imagine. Like, I wake up every day and I try to just say, hey, this is what I'm grateful for today. Like right now, like I'm here. There's a lot of people who aren't here that want to be here, you know, and I'm just lucky to be here. And that's just like my vibe. Just want to let you guys know, like, you know, as, like I said, so I started this pod, or I started the YouTube and we started growing. And like I said, now we're like one of the top rated dog training podcasts in the world. We have almost 1 million people on TikTok, which is crazy, because I just started TikTok, really going after it. You know, a bunch on YouTube and other things. And so it's like, I think anybody that gets to this platform is going to have naysayers. It's going to have people who are trying to rip you down. And I hope that this maybe helps anybody out there maybe dealing with this themselves. Is, you know, my thing is just look at the grand scheme of things. Like, look how big this world is and how small we are. And 10 years from now, is that thing going to matter? 10 years, is it going to matter that one person that you don't even know, that you've never met, is talking bad about you and the way that you are doing whatever you want to do in life? No, it's not going to matter. And so, you know, I just encourage you guys, you know, as a community to, you know, do the right thing and just, I don't know, maybe inspire you to just live life with more gratitude and just look at the bigger grand scheme of things. You know, when you're on your, everyone's going to die, and on your dying bed with your dying breath, you're not going to say like, man, you know, I wish I spent more time arguing with a stranger about anything. Like, it just doesn't happen. And so, you know, I'm human. And of course, like, I see some of these videos people post about me and all this stuff. And, you know, one comment I see is like, Tom Davis only uses prong collars and e-collars and equipment. It's like I saw this one comment the other day, just because I have a filter system where I post on Instagram, but I don't scroll on Instagram anymore. I used to. And same thing with TikTok. Like, I don't scroll on TikTok. I just post and I bounce, just because it's you know, I'm not the type of person that can sit there and consume that content. I'm very empath too. So I really feel energy like in a different way. And so, you know, I, when somebody, it does, like if I'm watching a movie and like something bad happens, I literally like feel that emotion and I'll like lose sleep over it and shit. It's weird. I guess I'm sensitive. I don't know. Anyway. So that's, you know, one comment I saw the other day and I was just like, man, people, there's just so much context that people don't realize that you have to realize that people who work with me specifically come from a world away sometimes, like travel all over the world to get to me or fly me to them or even just 8 hours away across the New York State to Buffalo or Ohio or something. It's like, you know, like people don't realize that I'm usually their last hope. The dog already came in on equipment. These aren't puppies. These aren't dogs without behavioral problems. These aren't dogs that I can mold and shape really quickly and safely with a slip or a flat or a harness or a martingale or whatever. Like I don't work with those dogs. So it's just interesting. It's like telling a firefighter that it's like, man, you always hook up that hose to put out that fire. It's like, yeah, that's the tool that you use for that type of stuff that works really well. And again, it's not so much about the dog. It's sometimes the dog needs equipment, but almost all the time, the dog owner that put this dog in this situation definitely needs the equipment and assistance. So that's one thing just like I see often about some people will say about my training and other things. And like I said, I'm human. So I do see some of this stuff and it is disappointing and disheartening because of course you guys know I wake up with like, just my goal that day is to help a dog that is potentially going to end up on a euthanasia table and killed that day to maybe put out some content or talk to somebody and do an online consult that helps that dog from living, or I'm sorry, helps that dog from getting euthanized and lives. And that's just my goal. Like I just believe in like good energy. Like it's just my thing. Like I can't imagine, you know, like having a stranger put out something on pencil making and me having such a big deal with it that I have to record something and bash that person and tell them that their pencil making that they're doing is all wrong and they should never even do it again. And nobody should be watching that pencil maker because they're terrible. It's like, hey, I'm just making pencils. You know, it's crazy. So I just want to let you know my trajectory, my vibe, and you know what my game plan is, again, to really bring to the table to the dog world, not the community of dog training, because I'm really trying to distance myself with that as much as possible because it seems very competitive and egotistical. And, you know, I can tell you one thing. I certainly wouldn't get any hate if I was a small creator. That's for sure. But because I have so much content out there and a platform, I think that that's what happens often. And a lot more people are looking at me than other people, so it's easier to critique and pitchfork around. You know, who else doesn't like this guy's hair or this guy's shoes? Let's try to ruin his day. You know, I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying, like in general, it's just sad to see the way the internet is. But my job is to, my goal is to remove myself from that toxic community and create more of an empowerment and neutrality and communication and understanding and empathy and just understanding like, hey, you're really good at this, but you know what, I don't agree with the way you do this, but hey, we can still have a beer or we can still not go home and record something really nasty and put it out on each other. We can still do that. And I just that's my energy, that's my vibe. I just want to let you guys know my trajectory. You know, I started all of this on the podcast and on YouTube and on Facebook and on wherever the heck, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever, you know, TV pilots, etc. I started all of this just because I wanted to help dogs. That's it. And that's where I remain. I'm not going to, you know, ever stop doing what I'm doing, but I'm trying to change, you know, maybe my audience reach because it's something that I want to attract more of. I want to attract more good energy and positivity and progression, you know, and kind of growth. That's the type of person I want to be. And I just went to the UK. One of the first things I said when I went to the UK is, hey guys, listen, I completely am so blown away that you guys are all here, by the way, because we sold out this little venue. It was perfect, you know, in another country. It's just amazing. So shout out to UK. But I just said, you know, I'm not the best at everything. I don't know everything. I don't pretend to try like I know everything. I'm going to make mistakes every day. I am going to also learn and get better and practice and sharpen my knives every single day to help you guys out. And that's my job. And so we did change a lot of people's lives that weekend and we continue to do that for a lot of other people. But I just want to let you guys know that's what I'm trying to put out there to the ecosystem and to you guys and to the community that, you know, that's why I don't, That's why I don't spend so much time on the internet talk, you know, or I've done it before, of course. Like somebody's like, oh, you should never do this, you know, on my page. And I'll be like, oh yeah. And we go back and forth. I'm like, you just wasted 15 minutes of my time. I could have been petting my dog or, you know, eating or something. There's just so much time in the day. Cause you got to remember, I'm a business owner too. We have 2 brick and mortar facilities. We have a merch line. We have a podcast. We have a production team. We have a marketing department. We have, there's so much that goes on to my business, and I'm at the tippy tippy top of that because I created it. So I just have so much going on. I don't have time to get into the weeds, and that's why I choose peace and community and empathy and all that stuff over everything. And I hope other people do in the future. I hope this motivates you guys to do that too. I hope it puts you into a good mood and just lets you know that, hey, if you're hanging out with me on this podcast or anything else, or you're in the community, that's where I'm at. Like, you know, that's why I created all this, is no BS, no negativity, no bringing each other down, no like attacking each other. It's like, hey, if you want to have a conversation and be a good human with somebody, pull them aside, send them an email, talk to them, or don't say anything at all. It's none of your business, you know? It's like crazy how many people out there think, you know, it's everyone else's business to tell to the world how much they disapprove of things. And so anyway, that's it, guys. That's my mental note there. I just want to let you know. That's where I'm at with my life. That's my trajectory, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. That's my new leaf of trying to step out of the dog training community, but continue to do everything that I'm doing to help coach and educate and guide dog owners. So I'll find a word for it at some point. I tried educator, but it still roped me into the toxic dog training community, I think. So I'm going to work on that, and I'll keep you posted. So with that being said, the No Bad Dog training community, the official No Bad Dog members club, that's where all that's about. We have this little community. You guys can click the link below. It's a subscription. And what it is you're literally getting a $19.99 subscription to hang out with like-minded people like myself. Like, hey, let's talk. Hey, have you guys ever done this? And some people ask in there like, hey, have you guys ever had a negative reaction to a flea and tick? Or, hey, I'm bringing my dog to camp for the weekend. Has anybody done anything about like keeping my dog's ears dry? Things like that. Like, it's such a nice community. And the good thing about it, guys, is it's created off of what I just talked about. The premise is created off the energy and the vibe I just discussed. Is we're not in there judging. We're not in there poking fun. This is a safe community guarded by just good people, and it's great. And the link, if you guys want to join us, in the bottom. The other benefits you get from that, obviously, are completely unreleased footage. So on YouTube, you'll see a 20-minute video at most, and we'll put actually the full hour in there. I know we're dumping the entire UK seminar in there this week, so it's exciting. But if you guys want to join, go ahead. If not, that's cool too. I love you anyway. But okay, let's get to the real answer here, and the topic and the title of this podcast, which is: when's the proper age to introduce the remote collar to a dog? And if you guys don't know, I have 2 different sectors that kind of separate my e-collar introduction. The first one is the introduction of the remote collar, like you see me do it many, many times, with basic obedience and overlaying to pre-existing behaviors. We're not teaching new behaviors with this remote necessarily. We're reinforcing and we're overlaying over other behaviors that the dog knows well. And then the other way of that with the e-collar introduction is an intervention. I have no problem and no shame correcting a dog with a vibrate setting on a remote collar when they come in and they try to rip my throat out of my face, because A, they're trying to rip my throat out of my face, and B, it's something that you know, needs to be corrected, because the dog needs to get out of that state of mind. So anyway, so the answer is if I had to give you an answer, it'd be 6 months. But that doesn't mean you cannot use it before that. That just means like that's like the average age that would be good. If your dog is super snappy and placing on command without any motivation, without any leash, and your dog is recalling with all that stuff, your dog is sitting really good, your dog has to know good obedience before you introduce it. That's the biggest thing that you have to remember. If your dog is on fire at 4 months, nailing everything because it's a little smart cookie, go ahead, start layering it in. No worries. Layering it in, conditioning it. I wouldn't correct with it at that point because it's still a baby, but you could start layering that stuff in with a really snappy dog if you really got your, if you really know what you're doing. And it doesn't have to be 6 months. It could be a year or whatever. You can really introduce the e-collar once the dog understands the things that you're really trying to do off leash. So I always tell people, it's like going to a construction site and you're building a house, and the contractor's out there, and you as the owner is like, hey, I saw you guys got the foundation in, the concrete in. you know, why isn't the windows up yet? Like, hey, we got to take it one step at a time. The e-collar is the finishing touches to your pre-existing behaviors. All right, so that's the answer to that. And I hope that it helps. Hey, you guys, it was so lovely to sit down and kind of online journal with you. I appreciate you guys so much for listening. I really, really do. If you haven't yet, leave a review, and that would mean the world to me. It's a free podcast, obviously. The only advertising I just put in was myself, so hopefully you guys can bear through that and join the members club if you want. But yeah, so I hope everyone has a great, great, great day, and with gratitude and peace and love from me at the podcast headquarters here in my studio office. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.